Hey, good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into Larry's Biblecast. How you guys doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful and awesome day today. Hey, listen, guess what? We are finally, I mean finally, drum roll, just hand claps, whatever things I can put in front of you here. We are finally at the last day of this favor, of this this devotional entitled Favor, day 21. And man, I tell you, it's been a long journey. I can't lie, it's been a long journey. And I know it's been 21 days devotional, but again, I want to apologize to some of you that it took so long to get through 21 days of this devotional. And but for what it's worth, each day has been impactful. Each day has been eye-opening when it came to our lessons that we have encountered with this devotional called Favor. I've learned a lot about the different ways in which favor is done or given to us, and it's not just, you know, favor meaning something material or material blessing. It is powerful, and it's just another way in which God uses us to glorify Him. And that's something that I think is so important for us to remember about favor. Favor is not about us being glorified, and not about us being shined upon and recognized. It's actually pointing to the Lord and how God can actually be the one that is glorified in our lives in order to reach others for Christ. And so, yeah, favor is a wonderful thing. And sometimes favor will also, I learned that favor will also bring about negativity, though. Sometimes favor will have you exalted, but it will not be looked kindly upon by other people. That means that sometimes people will be jealous. Some people will be envious about the favor in your life. And you can't have an attitude, well, favor ain't fair. You know, sometimes you got to understand that not everybody's going to be hand clapping for you and congratulating you because you have favor in your life. But it's not about that. It should never be about that. It should always be about God's getting the glory. I don't care whether you got something material, whether it's a house or a car or whatever. I mean, yeah, that's a blessing too. But ultimately, you know, real favor, when you really think about it, it should lead others to Christ. Let's just say that. It should not just be, oh, we're just going to stand on the sideline and see how wonderful God is blessing you. It should be leading others to Christ. At the end of the day, if God is shining favor and blessings upon you, you should be always concerned as to what is the message that is sending. Whether it's sending a message of, oh, well, that's a good blessing for you and God's blessing in your life and this and that. Well, I need to find out how I can be better aligned with God. And if these people are aligning themselves with God just on behalf of getting some stuff from God, or is it about a relationship? Are always our goal as Christian believers, it's not so much to replicate a bunch of rich people, a godly rich people. That's not what really I feel spreading the gospel is. It's about giving them a message that the love of Christ really exists. Isn't that something to where maybe at some point in your life that God uses you to bless others if God is blessing you? If God is blessing you so that you can open the door and bless other people, that should be the real message or the real motive for the blessing. Not, oh, look at all of what I've gotten, and therefore, this is how God blesses me. Well, you know, I mean, that's all nice for you. And I'm not saying, again, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that that what you get is like not to be bragged on the Lord, but at the same time, the ultimate priceless thing, because we all will die one day and we will all leave this life in this earth one day. Where will we go? We're going to be into heaven, into God's heaven, where there is no shiny things at times that we have here on earth, but there will be the blessing and the radiance of God. And shouldn't we want to glorify God while we're on earth, not just glorify the things? So anyways, I just kind of had that perspective. I don't know where that sits with you, but I hope it does. Hope it kind of aligns, like the devotion says, we should align our heart with God so that we can get the real message in which we should be sharing with God. That's really what it comes down to. So why don't we do that? And why don't our minds and our hearts be that? So with that being said, I want to thank you again for just tuning in, being a part of this listener audience. And again, I apologize for taking so long with these devotions, these day-to-day 21 days. I know it's been more like 2-3 months, but at least we finally got to the end of it. So I appreciate that. And again, thank you again, once again, for tuning in this audience. And please share and subscribe this podcast with many others. God bless you. And again, as always, sit back and relax and tune into this episode of Day 21 in Favor on Larry's Biblecast. All right. So we are finally at the last day of this awesome and wonderful devotional entitled Favor. And this is day 21. Hopefully you guys really, really enjoyed this devotional and just enjoying me going through this devotional, I should say. And so, yeah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful devotional that we've been going through. I can definitely, I will say that this is longer or has been longer than 21 days because of the fact that just having to, you know, record when I was able to record, and so many things have gone on within this time period of me trying to do a day-to-day devotional. So as some of you can tell, some of it has been, the episode's been coming out maybe every week or every other week or whenever I was able to get to it. But I appreciate every single one of you listeners that have been kind of tuning in and checking out these episodes again. So I want to just first start off by saying I appreciate all your listenership and just your faithfulness and willingness to kind of tune in whenever you see a new episode. And that's why I'm very, you know, adamant about sharing this, sharing and subscribing to this podcast. And so I just want to be able to make sure that not just on the subscription, that whenever there is a new episode that comes out, you'll get a notification or at, you know, whatever your podcast of choice that you are listening to me on. I am everywhere pretty much now. I'm on Spotify as well as Anchor. And also I also am on Apple Podcasts as well as Google Podcasts and also iHeartRadio and a few others that you probably are aware of, maybe Podbean. I haven't heard of that, but I hear that I'm on Podbean as well as Pocket Casts is another one. Overcast, I believe that's another one that's out there too. So you have lots of choices in which you can hear this podcast on. And so, again, I greatly appreciate it of your subscriptions, which is very important. Those are free. You can listen to this podcast for free. I also want to let you know that the podcast is free for you to listen to, just like as well as the gospel, I believe, is free. Now, in saying that, I want to also make you aware, if you want to donate to the furtherance of this podcast, there's a link in the bio or in the description of the podcast. You're welcome, more than welcome, to donate whatever amount. I'm not gonna require a certain amount, but if you want to donate, God bless you. I really appreciate it. And those little, whether it's dollars or cents or what have you, whatever God puts on your heart, whatever you give and whatever you decide you would like to donate will go to the expansion of this podcast. Again, I do not really make money off this podcast. Matter of fact, I'm a full-time worker and full-time husband as well. So yeah, so I'm you might as well say, even though I have been doing this for a couple of, maybe a little bit more than two plus years, the progress is slow, but I don't do this for the expansion in a way of gaining so many followers or so many listeners, but I am appreciative of whoever God has in front of me. And if you're one who has tuned in just by way of either quote unquote channel surfing or what have you, and you just happen to see Larry's Biblecast, I'm humbled. I'm very appreciative. And however way the Lord sends you, I really appreciate, you know, your listenership and your attention. And again, I will say one more thing too on that is, please share this podcast with others. Hopefully that something that I have might have said to you might have made a difference either in your life, or maybe something that I might say may help someone else. So by all means, please share this episode. You can send a link to someone and share the episode of me speaking on a certain topic or certain message in the Bible. So I really want to encourage you to do that. Also, one other thing I've noticed since I've been on Spotify, and I believe Apple Podcasts as well, and many others, I think you can also rate the podcast. You can rate it, give it, you know, I pray that you give me 5 stars. So I'm not ashamed about that. I will ask you, please give me 5 stars on that. So that way I could be more recognized in that way. And maybe this podcast would become more recognizable to other people that are looking for someone that's out there speaking God's word and just sharing God's word. Again, I'm just one of many. There's so many others that you can listen to. There's a lot of notable pastors and preachers and ministries that, you know, like people as big as T.D. Jakes, Charles Stanley, which is one of my favorite teachers. And I'm not competing in any. There's no room for competition when it comes to preaching God's word. Everybody can share God's word, and even you, yes, you yourself can start your own podcast as well and share God's word with people. I encourage everyone, whoever you may be, to really seek to share God's word. And this is, matter of fact, this will be the title or the episode that we will, speaking of that, talking about with favor on day 21. So we're going to be getting right into the blessing of favor in our lives in order to share the God's word, the kingdom, for the kingdom of God. So let's get right into it. Again, that's kind of awesome how we were able to transition right into this. So let's go into day 21, and we're going to start off by reading from Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. And we're going to go to all the way to verse 20 here. Okay, so let's kind of quickly read through this. And it starts off by saying, early on Sunday morning, as a new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come see where the body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." And the women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." Now, verse 11 says, as the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and told the leading priests what had happened. A meeting of the elders was called, and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. They told the soldiers, "You must say Jesus' disciples came during the night while we were sleeping, and they stole his body. If the governors hear about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get in trouble." So the guards accepted the bribe and said what they were told to say. Their story spread widely among the Jews, and they still tell it today. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Wow. So there's a lot to unpack here. We're not going to go through every detail of this chapter, because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to get into what the author or what the writer of this devotional is talking about when it comes to favor. Now, understand this. These were the events that happened after Jesus' crucifixion, as he was buried into that tomb. And as it starts off in verse 1 of Matthew 28, it says early Sunday morning as the new day was dawning. I love this part because, first of all, it is the beginning of a week. It's Sunday. Just a wonderful word, Sunday, right? Just the kind of makes you feel like it's new beginnings, okay? And it does say in the morning as the day was dawning. In other words, as the sun was probably rising. What a wonderful image that I'm sure that some of us can get right now of thinking of a peaceful time in the morning as the sun was rising. And then we know and we get the news of the rising of the Son of God. Amen. I mean, I can still remember my parents having a sunrise service early in the morning at church. You know, this was a service that we would have in the beginning, in the morning, as soon as the sun was coming up, and we would be doing nothing but having regular church service, but celebrating and praising God early in the morning, because we were celebrating and commemorating the risen Savior. And remember this, if you are a believer and a child of God like I am, you too would understand just the commemoration of the rise of Jesus Christ, of how everything he said would happen has happened. And that is the celebratory mood that these people were in when they began to see Jesus Christ. Remember this, all of Christianity is rooted is some of it is rooted on the resurrection. The resurrection is really essential in the Christian faith. And so without the resurrection of Christ, then everything that Christ did has either been destroyed or dismantled because of the fact that Jesus Christ came and his whole mission was to die for the sins of all mankind. But remember this, and this is where we're kind of leaning into our topic here today about favor. Favor did, and when you re-listen to episode 20, favor caused Jesus Christ to be put on the cross. God had given him favor, right? Being the Son of God, and he explaining and showing up before the men, the high priest even of that time, and how his popularity at that time began to grow. The high priest and the teachers of religious law, they did not want Jesus Christ around. They did not want Christ to be around preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God. They hated the fact that he was calling himself the Son of God. Okay, and so some of it was personal, meaning some of it was intentional. They wanted to be the ones that people come to them to hear the teaching of God, but they didn't want this man Jesus Christ. They considered him a radical. They considered him somewhat of something that was a revolutionary, or at that time, kind of a scam artist. Even, you know, they dismissed everything he did, whether it was healing people. They called him a devil worshiper, or a person like a son of Satan. You know, they called him everything. And even to the very end, as they plotted to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ and make him out to be a criminal, they did everything that they could and eventually succeeded in getting him crucified. And how many know this? And I think we talked about this in our last episode. How many know that even when you are doing everything good, sometimes there are always the things of evil that's going to come at you? There's always going to be something that's going to fight against you. And sometimes, even if you're a child of God or a Christian, or you're doing everything that you think God has called you to do, even still, God will allow you to go through adversity. He will allow the pressure to happen. He will allow you to get resistance. And you kind of question and ask yourself, why would God allow this to happen to me? Why am I going through such a resistance against doing what I feel is right, or what I feel God has called me to do? So these are the things that we see. We see this happening in Jesus' life. Remember, Jesus cried out to the Lord, if this cup of suffering be taken from me, let it be taken from me, but not my will, but your will. Remember, Jesus's whole thing was he wanted to do the will of God. He wanted to do what was right according to his Father. And this is where we go right back when we talk about favor. Favor in this sense was so that God could be glorified. God could be glorified, not us, even Jesus himself. The work that he did, he wanted to do to glorify the Father. Okay, now let's continue on here. As we see here, where the angel came and they spoke to the women and told them not to be afraid. They asked them, they told them, you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is no longer here. He is risen from the dead. They showed them that he wasn't there, and showed them where his body was and was lying. And they said, go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. And he says, you will see him there. Remember what I have told you. Now, this was amazing. This was awesome. Can you imagine being in a situation like this where you're one of these women, you're one of these people that have came to the tomb expecting to see the body of Jesus there, and he's no longer there? Understanding that, what kind of fear would have happened? What kind of thoughts would you have had? And knowing did he really get raised from the dead, or did someone come and take his body? Remember, later on in this scripture reading, we read where that there were these elders that heard about about Jesus Christ being risen from the dead. And of course, they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want that message to get out. So what did they do? They had a quick meeting. And again, here they were. They were secretly holding the meeting. That should tell you that that wasn't right. The elders were called into a secret meeting. And then guess what happened? They decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. Now, the soldiers had nothing to do. They had no, like they say, skin in the game. They had no reason to get ahead of this and thinking that they would get some kind of advantage over this. They were just doing their job. But guess what? The elders and the teachers, the leading priests, were the ones again trying to bribe somebody else to let them know that don't say that he rose from the dead, but say that the Jesus' disciples came by night and while everyone was sleeping had stole his body. Now we know that this was a lie, but again, this is what they wanted because they did not want for everyone to hear that he had risen from the dead. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that eventually. So let's continue on here. And then when Jesus wasn't concerned about, you notice Jesus wasn't concerned about showing himself to these high priests, okay, or to these soldiers. He wasn't concerned about that. All right. He came to the 11 disciples that were left in Galilee, the ones that had followed him, the disciples that he called and called them to him and followed him throughout his ministry. He was concerned about them. And he says, I'm going to tell them that I'm going to meet them there at Galilee. All right. See, so he says, I want you to meet me there. And then when they saw him, what did they do? They worshiped him. But the Bible even makes it clear, and this is what I love about the Bible, is that it even will tell you that not everybody worshiped him. It even will tell you that not everybody believed that he actually rose from the dead. It even says in the Bible that, but some of them doubted. That means some of them didn't believe that what they were seeing. They didn't believe that he actually rose from the dead. Maybe some of them thought it was just a ghost or a vision. They didn't believe that Jesus was actually there. So we see how the Bible even gives you details about what had happened, about how the story of someone stealing Jesus's body was even spread throughout. Even today, people were still talking about that wasn't Jesus and that Jesus didn't raise from the dead. There was all kind of things to kind of keep the doubt going. They did not want this story about the resurrection of Christ to be spread around. You know why? Because they were trying to destroy the very thing, the very message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's continue on here. When he finally reached his disciples, he tells them, now, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make what? More disciples of all the nations. That means every nation on earth, every tribe, different background or culture, different ethnicity, no matter whether they're rich or poor, whether they are male or female, whether they're Jew or Gentile. That means go and spread this message all over the world, and not just spread this message, but make more disciples, make more teachers, make more followers that would also spread the gospel, that would also share this faith, that would also share this message. Amen. This was the favor in which God had given his son so that Jesus will be recognized and people's lives will be changed and people's lives will be saved by the message and the crucifixion and the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. Remember, this is very powerful. The crucifixion, the death, and the burial and the resurrection all lumped into one. And it's telling us that Jesus, a man which was the Son of God, had will come to earth to suffer and die. And then God will raise him up. That means be victorious over death. This was a powerful message, and it still is a powerful message. Imagine as you're listening to this or as you're reading God's word and you're seeing now that this is bigger than just the church service that you go on Sunday. This is bigger than just reading your Bible, your devotional day to day. This is bigger than that. This is a message that is saving all kinds of people all over the world. This message is changing lives. So guess what? What kind of favor? What is the favor that's going to happen? What are you going to do with the favor that God is giving you? The message of Jesus Christ, that you could share the gospel all over the world, all down the street, whether you're at school, whether at home, in your family, your friends, people you used to hang out with. This message never has changed. This message has always been the same. Read your Bibles. Pray and ask the Lord to direct you and guide you on how you can share the love of God, the favor of this message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, it's Jesus who saved. This is why he went through all the stuff he went through. This is why God allowed the pain to happen, allowed the rejection, the abandonment to happen, allowed the whips and the scorn and everything else, allow even the rejection of others in order for us to get this message and to receive the free gift of salvation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just want to really encourage you that as you're listening to this, ask God to direct you and guide you on sharing God's word with other people. We're going to be right back. I got more to share with you. All right, so welcome back. So let's get into the last scripture of this devotional, and then we're going to close it out by reading the devotional of today. And it says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Now, I'm sorry about that. This verse is found out of the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. Very, very good verse. Again, let's read that one more time. Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. It says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Now, this is some awesome encouragement right here, a really good encouragement from the writer of Galatians. And it's something that we need to all be encouraged to do. It says, let's not get tired of doing good or doing what is good. Have you ever been, some of you been in a situation where you always feel like you're always doing good? You're always being a bigger person, even if someone doesn't appreciate you. Maybe someone is always doing evil and you're always having to just be the bigger person and not retaliate. And maybe some of you may feel that way. Some of you may feel like, man, I'm tired of doing good. I want to basically get down and dirty like they're doing with me. And this verse is telling us, don't do that. Okay, it says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. It says, and then it says here, at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. I want to say this because it's on my heart and mind to speak to someone out there that may be listening to this and that is getting tired of always being the bigger person, always doing what's good, even though people are doing you wrong. Listen, it says here at just the right time, it says we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. This doesn't say that God's going to get them and we're looking forward to, you know, they're going to get theirs if they do us wrong. And I'm going to keep doing good, so God's going to strike them down. You know, some of us, we're guilty of, we want to do good. And when we get done wrong, we want God to, you know, basically even the score. You know, we want that person, our mind and our heart is focused on that person so much that we want them to to get done to them as they have done to us. And this is not what this verse is saying. And I don't think this is what God wants us to be focused on. God wants us to focus on Him. Okay, focus on Him, even when the odds are not, even when the odds are not in your favor, even when you are the underdog, even when it seems like the whole situation is against you, and there and you are being kicked down, otherwise kicked when you're down. Okay, even when it feels like that, it says don't get tired for doing what is good. Okay, do you feel like maybe I need to see what's going to happen to them? No, no. But at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. I don't know what that harvest of blessing looks like for you. I don't know whether it's going to be a material blessing or a financial blessing or a health blessing, or even if it's a retaliation. You know, we should look for retaliation, but also it's a blessing of maybe you, a favor. Like this verse, like this devotional is talking about. You may be at a place or situation, whether it's at your job or any place else, that maybe you're being overlooked. Maybe you're looking for a promotion and you're just getting overlooked all the time. Well, if we're patient and we keep doing the right thing, even though we're being overlooked, or even though you're being overlooked for that promotion or that position that you want, or you feel you're working so hard for, guess what? You don't know how God is going to move. He may open the door at that company for you to become the person that the in the position that you want, or He may choose another path. He may close that door to that job and open the door to another job. And that's where you become in the position that you desire or want. Maybe it may not be a job, but maybe it's an open door to start your own business. Okay? In the situation, whether or not you are tired of doing what is good, you got to keep at it. You got to not give up. I know it hurts and I know it feels bad. I know you keep, you know, somebody keep kicking you. Every time you turn around, somebody slap you in the face. Somebody kick you when you're down. Somebody making a fool out of you. But you gotta stay the way God has called you to be. God called you to be his son or his daughter and represent Him. Even if it means that the other person is doing you wrong. Listen, God will deal with that other person. God will deal with that situation. It's not up to us to try to manifest or make that situation fit the way we think it ought to be. God says, I will deal with that. You just stay focused, stay on the path, stay in line in your lane, and let God deal with whatever it is that He's called to do, that He's going to do. It's not up to us. It says here, at just the right time, we will what? Reap a harvest of blessing if, you see that word, if we don't give up. Okay? If we don't give up. So let that encourage your hearts today. Let that encourage your hearts. Let this verse of scripture encourage your heart today. Okay? And also, now let us go into the devotional here, and we're going to reread the beginning passage of Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I want to speak on that last part right there. When he says he gives them the command to do what? Make disciples of all nations. And he tells them to baptize them in the name of the Father, or in the authority of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And it says, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. The last part of this, the last sentence he says, and surely I am with you to the very, with you always, to the very end of the age. This is a beautiful closing to Jesus's ministry before he ascended from the mountain when he met the disciples and he went back to the Father. I thought this was a beautiful way to end it. He says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now that to me is a wonderful and a beautiful promise, because listen, even though Jesus is not here physically with us, he is here with you and I by the Spirit of God. He is still with us. He's still with you. He's still with me. So let that encourage you that Jesus has never really left you. He's not left me. He says, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Now, let's continue reading this devotional. It says, there are countless ways we can exercise God's favor in our lives. But if it's ultimately not to make disciples, then we've missed the mark. Let's read that again. But if it's ultimately not to make disciples, then we've missed the mark. Friends, let's pray that God will radically align our hearts with his heart, that he will lavishly release supernatural favor into our lives, and that we will use our influence and resources to ignite revival. Let's ask for divine encounters that will lead people to surrender to the grace and goodness of our God. And may we not grow weary in teaching people God's way, for surely we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now, the question to you today is, who can you share Jesus with today? Now, listen, I know that there are so many things that we do. I know that our lives are full of just busyness, and we got errands to run, and we got jobs, and we got families, and we got just so many things. But don't forget to ask God to give you an opportunity to share Jesus with someone. It's important. It's very important that we not get so busy that we forget that there is heaven, that there's a heaven that we will all have to go to. There is a God that we all have to face. All right. Listen, I'm sure that some of us that have families, we got sons and daughters and grandchildren, we got grandparents even, we got sisters and brothers, and we got aunts and uncles and neighbors and friends that we could share the love of Christ with. Okay, it's so important. This is the most important message that you can give to someone, that you can share with someone. If you are someone that studies the Word of God, if you have just gotten saved and you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're excited about Christ, I know how it feels. I know how it is, because I remember a time when I first got saved and how on fire for God that I am, that I truly still am. See, the thing is that out of everything that you talk about from your day-to-day lives, whether it's, you know, what's happening on TV, what's happening on your job, maybe life situations going on, listen, if you're one that's listening to this, ask God to share, to help you have spiritual ears on. Ask him to help you listen intently to that person, and ask the Lord to help you have the spiritual ears to listen to him, whether it's just a plain listening ear or give you the words in which to say to that person, to share the love of Christ, even if it's planting a seed. Listen, not everybody wants to be preached to or preached at, like they say. They don't want to hear religion, okay? They don't want to hear someone just throwing the Bible at them. But there's a way in which only the Holy Spirit, that God can give you the words to say and live your life in such a way that you are attractive to the non-believer. The non-believer doesn't understand how good God is until they run into someone like you. When they run into someone like you, when they are having a relationship with you, whether it's you're a friend or a co-worker to them, or whether you are a relative of them, listen, you carry Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. You are the light of Christ. Listen, if you decide within your heart that you want to be God's illuminated light in this world, in this wicked world we live in, man, commit to asking God to show you ways in which you can share the love of Christ with. It doesn't have to be standing on a street corner with a loud megaphone screaming out Jesus Christ and he loves you. I mean, I've seen that. And you know what? Listen, that's not my way of evangelism, but I will say this. If that means that that's what you have to do, then that's what you have to do. But just know, just realize if that's what God has called you to do. Maybe it may mean just being like who you're listening to right now. Getting on a podcast and spreading the love of God. And whether it's one or two or three listeners in your podcast, you are being faithful to that two or three or four listeners. Okay? And listen, that's all it means. Sharing Jesus Christ, sharing the love of God with non-believers, being the light, being the Son of God. Listen, you are the closest thing that they will come to church. You are the closest thing that they know of a Son of God. Listen, you are a son or daughter of God. If they want to know who God is, they should be able to look at you and your life. And then when they hear you talk, when they hear you share the gospel. Amen. So I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today. That's the favor. That is the favor of God over your life, to be used of God, to be used to be able to spread his message. So I hope that this is encouraging to you. And this is an awesome way to end our devotional, to end this 21-day devotional of the favor of God, favor in our life. You know, we went through so much from day one. We talked about a little bit about how God grants favor to those who are committed to living for him, whose hearts are aligned with his hearts. That's how it started in day one. In fact, he says, in fact, he is searching for them. He is attracted to individuals who are righteous in his sight, and he gives attention to those who act in obedience to his word. That was in day one. In day two, we go in and we talk a little bit about Christians around the world are able to identify with places of God's favor. Okay. Oftentimes God's favor does not interest with worldly standards of beauty, influence, and resources. What our natural eyes identify as common or ordinary, even weak or flawed, can become extraordinary when infused with the breath of heaven. Okay. That was in day two. And then, as we read, we talk about forgiveness. Okay. Forgiveness is a prerequisite for favor, and it is activated by our repentance. That was such a good and awesome lesson. If you go back and read through day three, and then day four talks about this, about, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. And how favor grants you that opportunity about praying for people, who you can pray for. You know, even when there's someone that if they're your enemy or if they someone that you don't like, to pray for them. That's a challenge. That's a challenge. Okay. So these are just some of the beginning stages of the episode that we went through. And we get further and we got further into the end here to day 21. So I encourage each and every one of you to go back and listen to some of those old episodes of favor and just what we went through. I just really, really enjoyed and thoroughly enjoyed this whole devotional favor. It was so much more than what I could have ever expected to get out of this. And so, and that's normally how it is. Sometimes when we get into some of these devotionals, we don't know what all is going to come out of it. Okay, so I just want to just thank you again. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for walking with us through this entire 21 day devotional, and we're going to continue on. I got more that I will be recording on different things. We're going to be talking about the love of God. We're going to be talking about how to be saved. I want to really kind of dive into salvation and just really kind of get some of these Christian one-on-one perspectives. Okay, and again, I appreciate, you know, all you listeners out there. Please give me a rating on my podcast. I appreciate that. And please, again, share and subscribe this podcast with many, many others. Please, I want to encourage you to pray for me, but pray for others, pray for the world around you, and just be a light and be excited for Christ. Be excited for Christ. Don't just, oh, this is just a religious thing. No, be excited, because this is the first step into the rest of your life, into eternal life. Amen. This is real. This is not just in the Bible. This is real. So I want you to really ask the Lord to ignite a fire underneath you, and share the love of God with someone. Pray for someone. Pray for those that didn't want your prayers. Okay, those that might have rejected you. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them anyway. Listen, you don't have to project yourself on them. Just go away. And like the Bible says, there's a verse of scripture that I read in a verse of the day passage. It says, go into your prayer closet. Go into your prayer closet and pray. You don't have to be outwardly praying. You don't have to be out there in wide open space for everybody to give you praise and accolades. Go into your prayer closet in seclusion with the Lord when it's you and God. Do you know that sometimes, like they said, when two or more gather in his name, that he is in the midst, okay? And that is true. If you have someone that you want to pray with, then grab that person and pray with your, look, spouses, pray with your spouse, pray with your husband, pray with your wife, you know, pray with your children. Let them come in on your prayer time. Look, grab their hands and say, let's kneel down and let's pray. What do we pray for? Pray for your school. Pray for the safety of your school. Okay. Pray for the safety at your job. Okay. Pray for the safety on the road, on traveling, or driving by car. Okay. Maybe a summer trip or a trip that you're going to. Pray for safety while you're on the road. Okay. But listen, I know there's so much that I can share with you, but listen, I just want you to know how excited it is to reach the lost for the kingdom of God. We still have time. Christ is coming back. He will be coming back. He said he's coming back. If he said that he rose again, and he rose again. Now he said he's coming back, and he's definitely coming back. So before that time happens, let's get ourselves ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as he comes. Amen. All right. That's enough from me. I'll let you go. God bless you. God bless you. Continue again to pray for me and pray for this podcast and share this podcast. Subscribe and share this podcast with someone that you love, someone that you would like to share this with. God bless you again. And I'll be talking to you real soon.